But that was not all lost. Before I was halfway through, she was in a carriage and making 30 miles an hour toward the Jones Mansion to save what was left of Willie and tell all she knew about the deadly nurse, all of which was unnecessary as Willie wasn't sick. I'd been lying myself. But that same day, all the same, she sent a line to the hospital, which filled up the neglected blank and stated the facts, too, in the squarest possible manner. Now, you see, this lady's fault was not in lying, but in lying injudiciously. She should have told the truth there and made it up to the nurse with a fraudulent compliment further along in the paper. She could have said, "In one respect, this sick nurse is perfection. When she is on the watch, she never snores." Almost any little pleasant lie would have taken the sting out of that troublesome but necessary expression of the truth. Lying is universal. We all do it. Therefore, the wise thing is for us diligently to train ourselves to lie thoughtfully, judiciously, to lie with a good object and not an evil one, to lie for others' advantage and not our own, to lie healingly, charitably, humanely, not cruelly, hurtfully, maliciously, to lie gracefully and graciously, not awkwardly and clumsily, to lie firmly, frankly, squarely, with head erect, not haltingly, tortuously, with pusillanimous mien, as being ashamed of our high calling. Then shall we be rid of the rank and pestilent truth that is rotting the land. Then we shall be great and good and beautiful and worthy dwellers in a world where even benign nature habitually lies, except when she promises execrable weather. Then, but am I but a new and feeble student in this gracious art? I cannot instruct this club. Joking aside, I think there is much need of wise examination into what sort of lies are best and wholesomest to be indulged. Seeing we must all lie, and we do all lie, and what sorts it may be best to avoid. And this is a thing which I feel I can confidently put into the hands of this experienced club. A ripe body, who may be termed in this regard, and without undue flattery, old masters.
Literal Systems.com.